Oh, I didn't have eyebrows in season one. I did hadn't learned to draw my eyebrows on yet. And every time I watch it, I'm like, I literally have no expression. Hey, Us Weekly. It's Olivia Plath.
And it is Ethan Plath.
And these are our reality show regrets.
Reality show regrets.
Do you guys have any wardrobe regrets from the show? And if so, can you be specific and remember which ones?
I would say if I could go back in time, I probably wouldn't have worn that bathrobe. I wouldn't have done that.
The red bathrobe. Yes.
The red bathrobe.
I feel like I almost have too many to say because I always put an outfit on, I think it looks good, and then I watch it back later and I'm like, oh, that was not it. So I don't know if I can think of one specific one, but a lot of what I wear, I look back and I don't know why I wore it, you know? Oh, I didn't have eyebrows in season one. I hadn't learned to draw my eyebrows on yet. And every time I watch it, I'm like, I literally have no expression.
Any tattoo regrets?
No, I don't regret my tattoo. I definitely am not getting any more.
I don't regret mine. I know everyone thinks I made Ethan get the tattoo, but it was literally his idea.
Yeah.
And that was the design he picked, and neither of us regret it.
I actually picked out the tattoo we got. Mm-hmm.
I've added to mine since. Well, I've added to my other part of the arm, but yeah, these are our tattoos. I added a flower this past summer when I went to Hawaii with Mariah, but to clarify, it's not part of the original tattoo that I promised not
it's
to change.
It's very close, though. Our wrists don't match anymore.
Do you guys regret that couples therapy date that you had? I can't remember what it was called, but the...
Oh, the tantra session?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, I completely forgot about that. Yes, I absolutely regret that.
Really?
Yeah, that whole thing. Like, if I had known what it exactly was, I wouldn't have done it. I thought I was going to go into this office up kind of like a little bit of on a hill and looking over the city. It was going to be like real nice and white. And sit in a white chair with stainless steel legs, and the lady is going to sit at her desk with a pen, and we were going to like
couples kind of figure counseling. Things out. Like couples counseling.
Yeah, instead I ended up sitting in a piano graveyard in a blanket.
I don't regret it.
Very uncomfortable. I thought she was going to hypnotize me. I don't know if you remember, but I made it a point like every 5 seconds to look away from her because I was legit freaked out.
That's hysterical. Do you guys ever regret just doing the show as a whole?
I have definitely had moments of regret. I definitely thought, man, why did I ever say yes? I should never have said yes. But at the same time, there have been positive aspects to the show as well. So
I feel like with anything in life, there's positives and negatives. And in the negative moments, it's really easy to question everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's been more positives than negatives, and I feel like it's also added to our life. It opened a lot of doors for us, and overall, I don't regret it.
It's just like saying no pain, no gain.
Is there one scene that it could be funny or not funny that you would do over if you could?
Pretty much any scene with his parents in it, I would redo, but I also realized that's me 3 years later with better boundaries and more growth saying, why did I handle things that way? So I have to give myself grace for that. But there was definitely, some of those were just really awkward. I'd redo the driveway scene, the talk with your parents on the couch.
What would you have redone about the driveway scene, or what would you do differently if you could do it now?
Well, I know for me, she probably wouldn't have done it at all. But I know for me, if I was actually going to do it, or if I could go back and do it over again, I probably would have. Absolutely been polite and, you know, all that. But I would have stood up for you and for me. But I don't know how long after we were married that was. It was not long at all.
That was within 6 months.
Yeah. We were
We were still floundering, trying to figure out how to set boundaries and finding that line between always respect your parents and we're not being respected. We're being walked on. So I think us looking back and changing it is just coming from a place of growth. So there's grace for a younger version of yourself that doesn't know better.
Yeah, because you may not be who you are today if it weren't for that painful thing in your past.
Yeah.